is Trump's manufacturing council in crisis? Donald Trump has lost yet another advisor. As CEO of Merck and as a matter of personal conscience, I feel a responsibility to take a stand against intolerance and extremism. So wrote Kenneth C. Frazier in his resignation from President Trump's manufacturing council. Trump responded via his 140-character medium of choice, writing, "Now that Ken Frazier of Merck Pharma has resigned from President's manufacturing council, he will have more time to lower rip-off drug prices." Frazier is by no means the first CEO to part ways with Trump. The manufacturing council started with 28 members when it was announced as part of the White House's Manufacturing Jobs Initiative at the beginning of this year. Since that time, 7 members have stepped down, 5 because they left their positions as CEOs and 2 who resigned outright, Frazier and Tesla CEO and suspected special circumstances agent, Elon Musk. Musk also resigned from the president's 17-member business advisory council, along with Walt Disney CEO Robert Iger, after Trump announced his withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accord, and Uber CEO and co-founder Travis Kalanick, who quit in response to Trump's controversial travel ban. Here's the complete list of manufacturing council members, including those who have resigned. Andrew Lavaris, the Dow Chemical Company. Bill Brown, Harris Corporation. Michael Dell, Dell Technologies. John Ferriola, Nucor Corporation. Jeff Fettig, Whirlpool Corporation. Mark Fields, Ford Motor Company. Ken Frazier, Merck Company Incorporated. Alex Gorsky, Johnson Johnson. Greg Hayes, United Technologies Corporation. Marillyn Hewson, Lockheed Martin Corporation. Jeff Immelt, General Electric. Jim Kamsikas, Dana Incorporated. Klaus Kleinfeld, Arconic. Brian Krzanich, Intel Corporation. Rich Kyle, Timken Company. Thea Lee, AFL-CIO. Mario Longhi, U.S. Steel. Denise Morrison, Campbell Soup Company. Dennis Muhlenberg, Boeing. Elon Musk, Tesla. Doug Oberholman, Caterpillar. Scott Paul, Alliance for American Manufacturing. Kevin Plank, Under Armour. Michael Polk, Newell Brands. Mark Sutton, International Paper. Inga Thulin, 3M. Richard Trumka, AFL-CIO. Wendell Weeks, Corning. Although 4 CEOs cutting ties with Trump may not be enough to invoke the metaphor of rats fleeing a sinking ship, those who remain will likely face increasing pressure from their customers and shareholders if there are further resignations. Trump campaigned on revitalizing American manufacturing, but if the president becomes sufficiently toxic, from a PR standpoint, then the remaining CEOs may have no choice but to disavow him. Should others step down from Trump's manufacturing council? Comment below. Update: 2 more CEOs have stepped down from Trump's manufacturing council less than 24 hours after this story was initially posted. Intel CEO Brian Krzanich and Under Armour CEO Kevin Plank. "I resign to call attention to the serious harm our divided political climate is causing to critical issues, including the serious need to address the decline of American manufacturing," wrote Krzanich in an official blog post. "Politics and political agendas have sidelined the important mission of rebuilding America's manufacturing base. I joined the American Manufacturing Council because I believed it was important for Under Armour to have an active seat at the table and represent our industry," Plank said in an official tweet. "We remain resolute in our potential and ability to improve American manufacturing. However, Under Armour engages in innovation and sport, not politics." Update: Trump has disbanded his manufacturing and business advisory councils.